tonight.
Recognizing an important Dayton. 10 years after the peace accord, a look at the situation in Bosnia.
A party in his honor. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon quits the Likud party to form his own, forcing national elections.
Keeping a handle on convicted pedophiles, literally. Corrections Canada assigns full-time chaperones to convicts on their release.
He's 36 years old. He's been nominated for the Booker Prize twice, and he's on Mary Lou's wish list. An interview with Cloud Atlas author David Mitchell.
Do you feel trapped amongst the email, text messaging, and other cyber detritus? Imagine how the mice must feel. The humble mouse trap goes high tech.
And a number expert and a man of letters, too. Wordsmiths line up to congratulate Montreal mathematician Adam Logan, the new World Scrabble champ. As it happens, the Monday edition. Radio that loves a cue. Today, Adam Logan returned home to Canada a champion, a new world title under his belt, or more likely, he tucked it inside his dictionary. The 30-year-old Montreal mathematician won the World Scrabble Championships yesterday in London. We reached him at Montreal's Pierre Elliott Trudeau Airport.
Adam, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This is so exciting. Is this the first time you've won the World Championship?
Yes, it is.
I know you're, you've won other championships, or you've been right up there among the top players.
Yeah.
So tell me about the last game. What was that like for you? Who were you playing?
So in the last game, in the final, I was playing Pakorn Nemitramansuk from Thailand. I hope I'm pronouncing that more or less right. and so I was lucky to take a big early lead, and he kept coming back. And finally, right near the end, he played all seven of his letters to take a small lead. But fortunately, that gave me a big play, a 50-point play in reply. And at that point, I knew that there was nothing that he could do to come back from that because there was just nothing good left.
Your last play was a 50-point?
My second last play.
Your second last play was a 50-pointer?
Yeah.
What was it?
Horned, H-O-R-N-E-D.
H-O-R-N-E-D, such a simple-sounding word?
Perfectly normal word.
Yes.
Yep.
I'll bet some of the ones you played weren't so perfectly normal.
Well, that's true.
Did you have some zingers in there?
Yeah, I played three in that game.
Bingos?
Yep.
Oh, what were they?
Orates, Recoined, and Ancones.
What was that last one?
Ancones. A-N-C-O-N-E-S.
Ancones. What is that? Sounds like a Spanish word.
Well, ancon is elbow in Greek.
In Greek?
Yes.
How many languages can you speak?
Well, I've studied a lot of different languages, but the only one that I'm really perfectly fluent in is English.
And you studied math.
Yes.
Are you still pursuing your mathematical career?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm working at a research institute in Montreal at the moment.
I thought maybe you were doing Scrabble full-time.
No, I can't afford that.
I know. No one can afford that, really, can they?
No.
But I think some people try to do that.
Not a bad thing to do if you can.
They probably don't have a lot of expenses.
Right.
So what is the work you're doing in Montreal?
Well, basically, I'm doing research, which is mathematician's fancy way of saying trying to prove theorems.
Pure research.
Yeah.
And Scrabble, how much do you play?
Well, most weeks I go to the Montreal Scrabble Club and play 5 games there or so.
How did you get hooked?
It's hard to say. I mean, I played it when I was a kid, and then once my mother found a book in some pile of old stuff in a cottage that she was renting for the summer. And I read it, and I guess it opened my eyes to the game somehow.
How many words do you figure you've got memorized?
I really don't know. I mean, I think there are maybe about 100,000 acceptable words up to 8 letters, and I guess I know, I know at least 3/4 of them, but by no means all of them.
Well, what are you going to do with the winnings? Not that it's, it's not like winning the lottery, but it's...
Yeah, well, I can't retire on it, of course, but I don't know. I really haven't thought about it too much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
That's mathematician Adam Logan, the new world Scrabble champion. We reached him at Pierre Elliott Trudeau Airport in Montreal.